the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Washington Farm Bureau estimates farmers have paid an estimated $153 million and likely far more this year in cap and trade fees, even though lawmakers intended to exempt agriculture from the tax on fossil fuels. Bree Elsey, Director of Governmental Affairs, says as the legislature prepares to reassess its cap and investment program, the Farm Bureau urges the state to correct this injustice and provide restitution for the damages caused by the state's failure to honor its own laws. The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service will begin mailing the 2023 Census of Agriculture forms starting December 18th. The agency will mail the forms to all producers who indicated in their 2022 census that they produce and sell agricultural products. The deadline to respond will be January 15th, 2024. The Census of Agriculture will provide comprehensive data at the state and national levels. USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor will lead an agribusiness trade mission to Seoul, South Korea in March. Taylor says the agency is inviting U.S. exporters who wish to participate in this trade mission to submit their applications. She says North Asian markets are a source of stability for American exports and an opportunity for market share expansion due to its heavy reliance on food imports.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.